This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I don't know what's going to happen over the next few days. Few of us do, but I do know this. The setup is tantalizing. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to it. It is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm going to warn you that you need to connect with us. Go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and join my email list. That may be the only way we can reach you soon. We just don't know. And I can't implore a bigger sense of urgency that you do this. And Don Jr. released a video saying, hey, go to donjr.com if you want to stay in touch. Because we're in the middle of a purge. But here's what I would tell you. Don't know. Because there's still the rumor afloat that, the president controls the military. He's got all these people surrounded. I don't know. I mean, he does control the military. He does have all these swamp rats around it. But wouldn't it be the best thing ever if Donald Trump on January the 19th said, I've ordered the military to start making mass arrests of congressmen, senators, judges, secretaries of states, governors, etc., all over the country. They set it up as, oh, no, we're making sure that the riots don't occur. Riots that we never do as conservatives. And I will tell you this, if there are any riots in this country for any reason, I would arrest them and find out, because I'm going to tell you something. It's rare that conservatives riot. Maybe we should. I'm not condoning it. When people ask me, was I going to go to D.C.? I was like, no. On the 6th, I was like, no, I'm not going. Why would I go? Lots of people represent it, but I just know the type of things that leftists will do. I didn't want to be part. Oh, Kevin, it's history. Yeah. And look at how it turned out. See, if I was in control and that happened, if I were President Trump, I would have gone on and said, hey, look, you can call it what you want. We have arrested the people. We found out they are members of Antifa. This was a setup by the Democrats. We knew it was going to happen. Whatever. I wouldn't. See, we became apologetic at the end of Trump's administration. He's like, well, let's apologize. I didn't get the things out quicker, the vaccines. Or that. First of all, you say what it is. This is a Chinese virus that the Democrats are making hay with. I'm going to protect the companies because these Democrats are doing things, but that's it. What do you got to lose? Everything you do is wrong to them. Make them pay. Well, he's got a chance. One last chance. Don't talk to me about, oh, Trump will run again in 2024. It doesn't matter. If you can't do something as president when you have the keys to the kingdom, what do you think you're going to do when you go back to being ordinary Joe, the guy who they figured out how to beat? I hate to burst your bubble, conservatives, but stop putting your faith in individuals and start putting your faith in the collective. The collective is us. Trump gave us a reason to galvanize again. Good for him. The Tea Party did it before. That's what did it. You want to know why the Tea Party was so successful? It failed in the long run, but it failed. But its initial success was based on the people. And you know what happened? The people blew it up. They allowed the Republicans to subvert it. They allowed the Democrats to demonize it. And to this day, when I started Tea Party Community, which is a social media site just like Facebook, and now just like Spreely, which I'm proud to be a part of, but when I started it,
Kevin, don't call it a Tea Party. Holy cow, man. If you just didn't call it that, we'd join.
No, you wouldn't. I could have called it come have lustful, moments or whatever. I could have called it whatever. People just, oh, we'll do, if you build it, we won't come. See, that's conservatism. If you build it, I'm going to be jealous that you built it, and yeah, you're going to be the one making money, and you're going to be the one in power. That's what we do. Democrats, man, let me tell you what they built. They built a fallacy of a brain-dead moron and his black mistress becoming president and vice president of the United States, and they got behind it. They got behind a demented dude, a guy who has a nuclear button, who's got one foot on the grave, the other on a banana peel, and they put that sucker in office because they were collectively ready to do it. I don't know the orchestration of the machine that it takes to do it. I don't even want to figure it out. But I tell you what, there are minds smarter than mine that should be doing it. Put it together. I'll go with it. Oh, man, what a tantalizing prospect. If Donald Trump has the military deployed in all 50 states, and he were to say, see, here's what happened. This is how they cheated. We have all the information. We have them recorded through the NSA. We have all their documentation. And we're making a mass arrest on January the 19th. My new administration will take over. We will go back to and have your states vote in good, solid citizens to take over for the congressmen that will be serving prison time. And they are all being held at Gitmo. And we'll go from there. Now, oh, Kevin, you sound like them. Mass arrest. I don't sound like them. We haven't done anything, and there are people plotting against us. Don't you dare mention MAGA. Don't you dare mention Stop the Steal on Facebook. Don't you dare do these things. Don't you dare talk about the cheat, the voter fraud, or we will cut you off. We will cut off your First Amendment rights, and we're going to get your guns, and then we're going to eradicate you. That's what they're talking about. I'm saying put crooked people in prison. There's a huge difference. Huge difference. They don't like you because of your ideology. And if you can take it, go ahead. You're used to it. Many of people out there that listen to me, you're used to it.
Kevin, he's such a combative guy.
You're doggone right I'm combative. If you're going to take me to prison, or if you're going to try to put a bullet in my brain, I'm going to tell you something. They will see defensive marks because I will be absolutely fighting. Oh, man. Wouldn't it be great watching Whitmer get arrested? You haven't heard her name in a while, right? Watching Pritzker get arrested in Illinois. They're used to it. Their governors are used to getting arrested. Watching Brennan and Clapper and the Clintons and some of the Obama clan, all of them getting arrested, getting what they deserve. Because you know what? We've waited for years, over a decade now, and nothing's happened to any of these clowns. But every time we turn around, we're the ones being persecuted. When's enough enough, America?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-800-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, it takes you long enough knowing nothing but chunks, you know, for 4 years. You gotta wonder whether this is gonna be lunch or be raising a generation of intolerance our people, our kids.
That, my friends, was a guy by the name of Michael Beller Esquire. And he's talking about getting rid of you. He believes that we are all bad people. What did he say? They want to put us in concentration camps. They want to re-educate us. Re-educate the kids. The generation of kids that lived under Trump, that actually loved this country, that learned to make America great again, that learn to put America first. And they want to send you to a re-education camp. How dare you want to look out for America's interests? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844 551-8255. Yep. Democrats claim they want to heal the country. Biden, the vice president over the most divisive administration in American history, believes he can do it. The guy who allowed his party to cheat him into the White House, who can't get 20 people in a room to give him attention if he walked in. Let me put it this way. Nobody cares about him, but he's going to make it right. Same way Barack Obama did, right? Mr. Run on the idea that
people didn't see me. And I got a funny name. And so they get a little scared. You know, they don't know what to think. You know, the color of my skin, you know. I mean, he milked
having his little funny Muslim name and his brown skin. He milked it to the hilt. And then he stole the database to let him get information on everybody. I don't know what he has on people, man, but boy, they were scared. You want to know one of the best things that conservatives can do going forward besides learning how to cheat at the level of the Democrats? Learning how to say, you know what? I don't care what you've got that you're, quote, hiding. I mean, you might as well just put it out there. Don't let them use it against you. Just run. Run for office and say, let me just tell you up front, here's what I've done. I'm not apologizing for it. Anybody that I've harmed has already been spoken to. And so they will never blackmail me. Wife knows about it. Kids know about it. Workers know it. Whatever. Never going to blackmail me. That's your best currency going into D.C. And then trying to live it on the straight and narrow because they're going to try to set you up. Wow. What an orchestrated... the healing America, really? The brain dead moron who Democrats put into power because he doesn't have the mental capacity of a chimpanzee, that guy believes he can heal the country. Because, you know, all of us sick Trump supporters who Michael Beller, counsel for PBS, wants to put away, by the way, we pay his salary. These people are corrupt. They think we're the ones with the problem. And it, guys, I don't want to warn you too much because I don't want you too paranoid, but they're coming for you in ways you've never believed. They are coming for you. And if you don't wake up and start pushing back and start letting people know that there are more of us than them. It's funny. If I go somewhere, I'm not going to say where, I don't want to mention any change, but I raised holy heck over the mask. And people wearing masks came up to me going, "Way to go, man, way to go." And I'm thinking, why are you in yours? They want to see our insurrection. They want to see us fighting back. They want to see us saying, "No, I'm not putting it on. No, I'm not doing that. No. Kiss my butt. Ain't gonna happen." They want to see reality. They want to see people that are willing to say, and you get a few people to do it. It's amazing to me. I'm telling you, I'm sensing it's about to happen. But we don't have long, folks. Project Veritas, that video that we saw was released by Project Veritas. President of PBS and the attorney. Here's what the guy wrote, what he said, rather. "Even if Biden wins, we go for all the Republican voters and take their children away. And we will put them in re-education camps." That's what he said. President of PBS. So what's he want to do? He wants to take your most precious possession, the thing that you would be willing to fight, you know, and claw people's eyes out over, and they want to re-educate them because you haven't done a good enough job. You're a Trump supporter. You are in violation of the rules, and now that we are in charge, which they're not, It's funny, they were doing the House impeachment and they wanted every Republican to admit that Joe Biden won fair and square. That was one of the things. Melissa was telling me, I didn't watch it. She told me it was a total charade. They wanted every Republican to admit that Joe Biden, because it's important for them, for us to seal the victory for them, because they know they cheated. And they want to go back to the record and say, see, look at all these Republicans. They said he won. And guess what? There'll be some to do it. They don't represent you. These people claim they care about you. Biden, I'll be president for all Americans. Joe Biden is not my president. He will never be my president. I will never refer to him as a president. I will never refer to Harris. I'll refer to her as what she is. She's a skank. Skanky VP Harris. Skanky Harris. I'll come up with something clever. But not our leadership. We didn't pick them. Nobody in this country picked them. It was a cheat. Everybody knows it. And you're never going to get, I don't believe any of the 75 million people, plus I think there's more than that, who voted for Trump will look at them as leaders of our country. Nobody else will. The people that put them in place, none of them will. History can write about them any way they want. I don't even care. History is no longer... It's like, why are we documenting stuff anymore? It's not even a document. It's not like, oh, this is what happened. It's like, this is the Camelot we want to create for people to come along and read it down the road. Who cares? Who cares? How about we start documenting the real history? Oh man, I so want Trump to surround these to do something dramatic. I don't think it's going to happen. But what would you be willing to give up if you knew that Trump was going to arrest all these people, governors and all of them, had the military in all 50 states ready to go to put away the scoundrels, anybody that cheated, wherever they think these marches are going to, whatever. And I'm going to talk about the Capitol standoff here in a bit.
Radio Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House of Representatives is continuing to debate a second impeachment of President Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying she has the votes to impeach the president for the second time. The California Democrat calling the impeachment heartbreaking but necessary.
Those insurrectionists were not patriots. They were not part of a political base to be catered to and managed. They were domestic terrorists. And justice must prevail.
Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio is urging President-elect Joe Biden to bridge a partisan divide in Washington and push Congress to adapt a narrow bill that would deliver $2,000 stimulus checks rather than pad relief legislation with unrelated issues. The Democratic caucus agreeing with Rubio, but also saying they want to include more aid to state and local governments. You're listening to USA Radio News. Airbnb calling off all reservations next week in Washington, D.C. due to President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. Continuing coverage of a story I told you about earlier, with the House set to impeach President Trump, where do things stand in the Senate? Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie telling ABC's Good Morning America he's not exactly sure how this will go down in the Senate.
Given what I've heard so far, I think it's unlikely, but it's possible. You know, there's certainly a lot of discontent, as was mentioned earlier in your report, in the Republican Party, and a lot of upset over the conduct that's happened over the last 9 weeks, really. We're now talking about since Election Day. And so, you can never, I'm going to put it this way, I wouldn't bet it one way or the other, but if you ask me to make a prediction, I would say it's less likely than likely.
Chris Christie, Kate Shaw, Dan Hibbs, thanks very much. I'll be anchoring our coverage of the House.
USA Radio News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How many members of Antifa have been paid to portray mean Trump supporters? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to it. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Democrats have no bounds as to how they will portray you. And if they can portray you as terrorist, they can do whatever they want with you. I've talked about it on a couple of shows. Looks like I'll be talking about it for quite some time. We have a brand called unhyphenatedamerica.com. You should check it out. Going to be telling stories about people that where they don't care about a person's color. They've helped somebody out or somebody helped them. And it'll be a story that you go, wow, that's an odd couple or an odd mix, particularly in light of the way people deal with each other, according to the left. We all hate each other, right? Men hate women, gays hate straights, rich hate poor, black hate white. But why is it we don't really see that when you're living your everyday life? I swear to you, I see so many acts of kindness and goodness, I don't even know the world they live in. It's either political or they live in, I mean, I know they live in hell holes. But even the ones that don't, that's all they do is sit around talking about stuff that they know nothing about. Get out of your echo chambers. Wow. Mean Trump showdown. So in D.C., they're waiting for the showdown. They're waiting for a bunch of us to converge. And I'll be honest with you. They've already orchestrated whatever is going to happen in D.C. It's already been orchestrated. I don't know who pulls the trigger. I don't know who signs the ledger, pays the bills, or whatever. But here's what I do know. There will be protests in D.C. that have nothing to do with us. There may be some, but there'll be a bunch of them that are just stirred up. The Democrats, look at these left, these right wingers coming out. And it'll be paid actors and people, you know, people you've seen all over the country doing the same thing. Because they got to sell that Joe Biden won. But here's what they'll never do. They won't put Joe Biden in a room and tell you, or a big amphitheater or an arena. And say, come hear your president speak. They'll never do that. Joe Biden might as well just be in his basement, take his little $400,000 check, go hang out at the place that he bought with that Chinese or that Russian money. Make sure the crackhead son of his stays far away from him. But go live your life, because you're not going to be president. I don't know who is. Maybe it's Barack Obama. He said he wanted to control people from his basement. Maybe old Barack Obama has all the goods on everybody in the food chain, and he's serving his third term. Because his first two were so good for the country. Massive military presence. They're saying it's to protect Biden and America from the burning and looting that's expected once he's sworn in. Which, by the way, is what they did in D.C. when Trump won the first time. I was there. And people were setting fires and doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and there wasn't a National Guard. There was nothing. They should have been a National Guard, but there was nothing. Because they don't want to set the stage that they're radical, that they infiltrate, they terrorize, they will beat people, kill people. They don't care what they do to you. They don't want to set that narrative. Because people would believe it, because it's true. He said, congressional lawmakers have been informed of a plot to surround the Capitol with 4,000 armed pro-Trump extremists. Armed extremists. Representative Connor Lamb, Democrat from Pennsylvania, made the disclosure in a Tuesday interview on CNN's New Day. Let me tell you what he did. He planted the narrative that they gave him to plant. That's how you get promoted in Democrat circles. They planted the narrative. Okay, here's what you're going to go on and say, Connor. You're going to say that you were made aware of 4,000 armed Trump radicals coming to D.C. And you were in fear. You were fearful for everybody else, blah, blah, blah. So you've alerted authorities, yada, yada, yada. He posted the interview on his Twitter account. He still has one, huh? He said lawmakers were told of the specific threat as well as others in a briefing late Monday. They were talking about 4,000 armed patriots to surround the Capitol and prevent any Democrat from going in, Lamb said. They have published rules of engagement and meaning when you shoot and when you don't. This is an organized group that has a plan. Look, I don't know if there's a group out there that has a plan like this, but I can tell you this. I know an organized group of terrorists when I see one, and it is the Democrats. The most highly organized group of terrorists I've ever seen in my life. Smile in your face while they steal your money. There is no limit to what they will do to ruin you. Look at what's happening. Banks are saying they don't want to do business with Trump. If you didn't want to do business with somebody, you wouldn't want to do business with a crackhead and his daddy who helped him get those deals. And he's sex trafficking and a host of other things. That's who you don't do business with. Not a guy who's a businessman. Don't worry about Trump. He'll figure it out. That's what we do. As American patriots and capitalists, we figure it out. I don't know what Trump's next steps are. I know all the people that were close to him that kept us at arm's length. There's a part of me that wants to laugh in their faces because they didn't have the best people surrounding the man. They had people who were sycophants and suck-ups, people that weren't telling him, here's what you need to be doing. People should have been sounding the alarm bell of what's going to happen. And look, as much as I appreciate Project Veritas and their exposing of PBS, why didn't you have people planted in a Democratic Party so we could videotape the cheat that was going to happen? No, I mean, I'm not going to tell people how to do their job. I'm not one of the guys that's doing the exposés. But if you're going to really do the government some good, let's show the real stuff. Let's get cameras back there and show what's going on. So it's irrefutable. Undercover cameras showing people changing the vote, showing people shipping in new ballots and doing stuff, double counting, whatever else they did, bringing them out from under the basement, the cabinet, or the tables and everything else. That's what Project Veritas needed to do. And if you're a billionaire and you wanted to fund James O'Keefe and his team to do something, that's what you do. Put enough money to where Democrats go, I'll flip. See, they're just as willing to flip as anybody else. Grease the skids for them. They'll get you whatever you want. Hey, I'm not trying to give anybody any hints out there. Speaking of billionaires, Sheldon Adelson. I was going to mess it up. He's passed away. I was supposed to meet with Sheldon. Sheldon Adelson, I was told, really appreciated my work. I never got a chance to meet him. 87 years old and he passed away. We lost a true conservative stalwart, a guy who gave money to conservative causes. He backed them, and we lost him. Yeah, it is what it is. So going back to this, they want the world to believe that we're planning a siege, that all these lawmakers are in trouble because they won rightfully, and it would be wrong for these patriots, and they use the quotations around it, it would be wrong for these patriots to want to do any. Look, if people wanted to go to D.C. armed or whatever, and I don't know what the laws are, I mean, the Second Amendment says you can carry a weapon, I say go. But I'll say this, the Democrats are going to paint this as, you know, we're radicals, and whether we show up or not, this is what's going to happen. I'm just telling you, there's no spoiler alert needed. They're going to do something. And if I were one of those reenactors that thinks that, hey, this is a great gig, man, I got $20 an hour to go out and stand out there, be careful because you might get shot by your own person, fratricide. Democrats don't care about killing you. Ask Seth Rich. The way you get away with stuff is if you're way above, you got to be high up. But they've proven it. There are people who are above the law. I asked earlier in the broadcast, what are we never going to hear about? All the Obama scandals, all the Clinton Foundation scandals. What did Hunter Biden actually do? We know Joe Biden's the big guy. Now he really is the big guy. I would put a tail on Hunter. Man, whoo, if you could handle it, if you could handle the stench of it, I'd put a tail on that little sucker and figure out what he's doing. Biden's not going to last. Kamala Harris, she's a joke. These are the people that are going to represent this country. You got a game plan? You got a backup plan? You got a bug out bag? What are you thinking? Let me know. 844-551-8255. It's ugly out there, man. They want us to look really bad. They got the FBI involved. Yep. He says they're committed. This guy was saying they're committed to doing what they're doing because in their minds, they're patriots. And this is about 1776. And he says, and so now this is a contest of wills. We are not negotiating or reasoning with these people. They are to be prosecuted. They have to be stopped. And unfortunately, that includes the president, which is why he needs to be impeached and removed from office. That's what they're saying. They got to demonize you for what comes next. They have to be able to rationalize it to the general public. Be careful.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Hate to break it to you guys. Trump is cashing his chips. I heard him actually refer to the Biden administration as the incoming administration. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. There will be no military action against the people in D.C. I'm just telling you. I'm giving you my honest opinion about it. We won, but We got to take the loss. And the only question we got to be asking ourselves is, what do we want to do about it? There aren't going to be mass arrests like I wanted. I wanted to slap the smug look off of every one of those cheating scumbags' faces. It's not going to happen. Trump wants to show that he can lose with dignity even though he technically didn't lose. And now the Democrats are going to make us pay. I'm telling you, demonizing Trump's going to continue whether he likes it or not. And there will be attempts to demonize anybody associated with him. You wear a MAGA hat. You wear America First. You wear red. And the Democrats will see red. They will be like a bull in the arena. They will come charging. More of them want to get you than you can shake a stick at. They're the minority, but they're in power. And they're crazy in power. There is no reasoning with them. Don't think judges will look at your case and say, oh, I get it, or what? Forget it. It is over. Just, what do we do? If you think they went after the Tea Party, wait until you see how they go after Trump supporters. See, the Tea Party was a big movement, but it wasn't nearly as big as this. They can leave no carcass, because if they do, if there's any remnants of it, Trump will be a martyr. I don't think it's going to work. But you told me that America was going to be wearing masks, getting shots for a disease that doesn't kill enough people to say grace over, certainly not anybody under the age of 70. I would have said, what are you talking about? No way. Different world, folks. Talked about it in the first part of the show. I talked about the sadness that I feel, but it isn't a sadness like, you know, somebody died or anything like that. It's a sadness for others. It's a sadness for the people that we don't seem to be able to convince the error of their ways. I talked to one of my associate directors, executive directors, and we were having a conversation. And I said to him, how do you not sell what we have to offer? He and I were talking about our kids. We were talking about our lives, how we were going to get together and just hang out and have some fun. I told him there's a friend of mine, a wealthy guy, comes to town this time of year, calls me up. He says, hey, Kev, you know, we're going to be in town. We got to get together. We got to go to dinner. He does it every time. He always has a really cool place he takes us. And it's like my brother coming to visit. Then he tells me, hey, man, we got to get together again and get the whole gang. We were all together in Sedona. He goes, we got to do that again, man. We got to do that ASAP. And when we were together in Sedona, you know, drinking some really smooth liquor Melissa had found and smoking the best cigars ever, and we were telling stories about each other and having, I was thinking to myself, what do the left think that they have that would replace that, man? We were having a blast. I mean, they have, oh, yeah, we were on set together in Morocco, and we had a good time, and then blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and then this guy was sleeping with your wife, was sleeping with this, that, and the other, and you were complaining about a contract, and you're never happy, and oh, by the way, your kids went to rehab, and your best friend committed suicide. But hey, it's all good over there. Man. I'm going to try to help you predict what's coming. Let me tell you what's coming. The most obvious racist administration in history is coming, filled with radicals, a Congress that is going to be filled with such a radical agenda. And let me tell you, I'm asking you, what are you going to do? What's our media going to look like? What's our social media going to look like? What are we going to support? Here's the good news. There's good news. Yeah, Cash Show. Finally, we got to it. The good news is you're finally waking up. They kick the President of the United States off of social media. And there's hardly a peep. Facebook and Twitter. You know, the peep was you responded by saying, I'm going to jump off. And the stock market responded. And I talked about it earlier. It's going to crush them. You going back? When Charles and I were talking earlier, my assistant executive director, He said to me, Kevin, I haven't watched the NFL in 6 years. He says, I watched Peyton Manning win the Super Bowl and nothing since. He goes, and I'm worse on the NBA. When they put BLM on the court, even when they took it off, I was done. What are you done with? Are you done with, are you going to look for an alternative search engine? You know, see, a bunch of us, we held out. We were like, well, you know, we got to use this. We got to do that. We weren't buying Nike, but my son needed to get something. And so he was like, go to Dick's because it's the only way place he could get it. And he only wanted Nikes, even though he knows he doesn't have anything else Nike except his cleats. So we've made a few exceptions, but for the most part, divesting ourselves of all this leftist stuff. And I'm telling you right now, I'm going to be looking for ways to completely get off of the other stuff. I don't think you can eradicate it completely, but I'm saying enough to make a to make a dent. Enough to, you know, to where people go, wow, this is impacting us. It's already done it in sports. It's done it in some of the television programming. Let me tell you what's about to happen. Pretty soon, you may be able to dump cable. The only thing you want from it is basic, and you'll use it for fast internet. Other than that, I don't want your cable. I don't want your movies and all that. I mentioned we are kicking off the Flick Fest. We got about 50 movies uploaded. We are loading about anywhere from 5 to 15 movies per day. We reject some, so the numbers, you know, vary. But yeah, there's going to be alternatives for everything. And see, this has forced us to go introspective and say, okay, they completely disregard us. They don't want to hear our voices. Good. Leave. One of my friends was like, well, man, you know, we can't really disconnect. Yeah, you can. Somebody's going to fill that void, and they're going to feel that void. They will, when it's filled, they will feel it. I have to make sure you understand what I'm saying. Trust me, Zuckerberg may be worth, let's say he's worth $100 billion. I don't think it's quite that much, but let's say it's $100 billion. If he takes a hit down to 80, if his stock drops from, you know, $93 a share to $78 a share, he doesn't panic. When his stock drops from $93 a share to $9 a share, he'll panic. You want to know why? Because that's where all his worth is. It's in perceived value. It's not in actual value. So if he's worth $90 billion because his share price is $90 a share, and then it goes to $9 a share, and suddenly he's only worth $9 billion, and I say that like it's not a lot of money. But when you lose that much, you know what you start thinking about? Write-offs, and how do I hide it and move it and do all these other things? That's a big enough jump that even though $9 billion is enough for a lot of lifetimes, after you've had that number up there for so long, you get used to it. Make them feel it. Don't play. You're going to start seeing a lot of stuff from conservatives that say, don't do this. And you know the difference is from 5-6 years ago when I was Pied Piper, I was Paul Revere. The difference is you're going to probably start listening. When I tell you to connect with me by email at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, you better do it. And then when we give you some instructions on where to go, listen, folks, I'm not doing it for my health. I'm doing it because I want us to survive this, and I want us to thrive in it. So changing of the guard, folks, the fox now watch the hen house. But it doesn't mean that all the chickens are going to get eaten. It means that we just have to be vigilant. We got to regroup. We got to change our fight strategy. And we got to hang in there and trust in the Lord. But we'll get through this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.